三章十八到二十节以及四章的一到六节。
Today we're going to read the scripture. It can be found in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 18 through 20 and chapter 4 verses 1 through 6.
好，请大家打开圣经，由我来读。
When you turn to the pages, I will read it for you.
传道书三章十八到二十节，我心里说，这乃为世人的缘故，是神要试炼他们，使他们觉得自己不过像兽一样。因为世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样，这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样，人不能强于兽，都是虚空，都归一处，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。四章一到六节。我又转念见日光之下所行的一切欺压，看哪，受欺压的流泪，且无人安慰欺压他们的有势力，也无人安慰他们。因此我赞叹那早已死的死人，胜过那还活着的活人，并且我以为那未成生的，就是未见过日光之下恶事的，比这两等人更强。我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作，就被灵舍嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是捕风。愚昧人抱着手吃自己的肉，满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌捕风。接下来是信息的时间，我们把时间交给王牧师。
And now it's time for a message. Let's give the time to Pastor Wong.
Good morning.
大家早。
I'm glad to be here with you this morning.
今天很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
Close to Thanksgiving.
是在感恩节之后。
So I can give thanks to God for this church.
所以我可以把感谢归给神。
For His presence and guidance here for the last 32 years.
为这个教会感谢神，因为他在过去32年当中满满的祝福我们这个教会。
For the many people here who've cared for my parents.
我也感谢神，让教会里面许多的弟兄姐妹照顾我的父母。
And give me an opportunity to share with you this morning.
也感谢神，今天让我有机会跟大家分享。
I also appreciate being able to witness the baptism of Alex and Yating.
我也非常的感谢神，让我今天能够见证丁杰跟雅婷的受洗。
Especially because Yating mentioned something that I believe in.
特别是因为雅婷她今天谈到了一个事情，是我非常深信的。
Because sometimes we like to pick things out of the Bible that we like and disregard the rest.
因为常常呢，我们喜欢在圣经里面的断章取义，就选择我们喜欢听的，那不喜欢听就不听。
So I planned on coming here and ask you a question that you should answer for yourself.
所以呢，我就想说今天要来问大家一个问题，让大家自己问自己这个问题。
Do you think the Bible is a practical book?
你们觉得圣经很实用吗？
Did God give us His word to help us to live better?
那神把他的话语赐给我们，所以我们可以过一个好一点的日子吗？
In which case we choose the things that help us live better and we disregard the rest, right?
那如果是如此的话呢，我们是不是就选择对我们生活有帮助的，那其他就不用听了？
Or is the Bible to teach us to follow every word that God has spoken?
还是神他圣经教导我们必须要遵守神在圣经里面讲的所有话。
I hope today's message will be practical in some terms.
我现在今天我讲的信息对我们的生命跟生活是有实际的帮助。
But to reduce the Bible to just a practical book does it great disrespect.
但是如果说圣经只是一个对生活有实际帮助的书的话呢，那对圣经实在是非常的不尊敬。
Because there are tons of self-help and practical books being published every year.
因为呢，每年都有无数的自我实现、自我帮助的书出版了。
But there is no book that can save us like the Bible.
但是没有一本书像圣经一样可以拯救我们。
So my simple message today is that even Solomon experienced frustration.
那我今天非常简单的分享呢，就是讲说甚至于所罗门王他也受挫折了。
How would we deal with frustration as believers?
那我们身为相信神的基督徒，我们怎么样面临挫折呢？
Frustration is an unavoidable part of life, right?
挫折是不是我们生命当中不可避免的事情呢？
Even the wisest and the wealthiest man was not exempt from frustration.
甚至于这个最聪明的、最富有的所罗门王，他也不能逃过。
So as I think about how frustration begins, I want you to think, how do we increase our frustration?
所以呢，当我们来想说这个挫折是怎么开始的时候呢，我们可以先想想说，我们怎么样增加我们的挫折。
We get increase in frustration by how completely our progress toward our goal has been blocked.
所以我们怎么样挫折增加呢？第一就是我们想要成功的这个路呢，是如何的被人家阻挡。
Whenever you think someone is blocking your progress toward your goal, you become frustrated.
所以当我们想到说人家或什么事情阻挡了我们面向要达到我们的目标的这个时候呢，我们就挫折了。
And the more frequently you feel that your progress is being blocked, whether in school or at work, you become more frustrated.
所以还有我们挫折增加呢，是在于我们想到说我们多么的经常受到阻碍，那我们就挫折。
You also become frustrated by knowing how close you were getting to your goal and then you don't make it.
那呢，我们受挫折也会是常常想到说，我们就快要达到我们的目标，但是就还没到。
You also increase your frustration by imagining how satisfying it would have been if you arrived at your goal, but you don't make it.
我们常常受挫折，也会常去想说：“哇，我要是达到那目标的话，我会多么的满足啊！”但是呢，你就是没达到。
But you think about Solomon, he wouldn't have these problems, would he? Because he was the richest and the wisest king.
那你想，所罗门王应该没这些问题吧？因为他是最聪明而且最富有的王。
Nobody could stop him from his goals.
所以呢，应该是没有人会阻挡他达到他想设立的目标的。
Aside from God.
除了神以外。
So why is Ecclesiastes so full of frustration?
那为什么传道书充满了许多的挫折感呢？
Archaeologists uncovered one of Solomon's stables for hundreds of horses and chariots.
那考古学家呢，他们挖掘出来有一个呢地方是所罗门他的这个牧羊马跟他的马车，他有成千上万的马跟马车。
He had at least three chariot cities that they uncovered.
他们发现挖掘出来至少三个城市是在放他的马车的战车的。
With enough room for 12,000 horses and 1,400 chariots.
那这些呢可以养了可以放12,000只马，还有呢也14,000辆的战车。
But Solomon spent the entire book of Ecclesiastes complaining about his frustration with life.
但是呢，所罗门却是在传道书里面呢，不断的在抱怨他对生命的挫折。
And the passages we read just now.
那我们刚刚读到的这些经文也是如此。
He says death is the common denominator between people and animals.
然后讲说死亡呢，在人跟兽上面是一样。
I also thought about the human condition, how God proves to people that they are like animals. For people and animals share the same fate, both breathe and both must die. So people have no real advantage over the animals. How meaningless. Both go to the same place, they came from dust, and they return to dust.
然后所罗门他就说了，他说世人遭遇跟兽也是如此遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样，这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样，人不能强于兽。那是虚空，都归于一处，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。
What are these words doing in the Bible? They sound very depressing.
那这个在圣经怎么写这个东西呢？听起来好像很惨的样子。
Should Christians go around telling other people you're no different from an animal? It's just as bad to be a human as to be a dog.
那我们基督徒是不是到处去跟人家讲说，哎呀，当人有什么区别？跟狗不是一样吗？
Actually, in this country, I think some dogs live better than people.
我其实想呢，在这个国家里面，可能有一些狗活的那个命可能比人还好。
In verse 16, Solomon observes evil and corruption in the courts of law. He said earlier.
那在之前呢，他也讲到说，在这个法律之前呢，有许多的罪恶。
So in this sense, he says people are no better than animals when they pervert justice.
所以呢，这个人跟兽是如何不强于兽？为什么呢？因为他们不正义。
Ecclesiastes does remind us that no one can avoid frustration.
所以传道书就告诉我们说，没有人是可以避免挫折的。
We read this also in chapter 4. Again, I observed all the oppression that takes place under the sun, the oppression of the courts of injustice. I saw the tears of the oppressed and no one to comfort them.The oppressors have great power, and the victims are helpless. So I concluded that the dead are better off than the living. But most fortunate of all are those who are not yet born, for they have not seen all the evil that is done under the sun.
那继续在第四章 又这样说，我又转念见日光之下所行的一切欺压，看啊，受欺压的流泪，且无人安慰；欺压他们的有势力，也无人安慰他们。因此，我赞叹那早已死的死人，胜过那活着的活人，并且我以为那未曾生的，就是未曾见过日光之下恶事的，比这两人两等人更强。
So he's saying it's better not to be born at all.
所以他说你没出生反而更好。
He observed that the oppression was everywhere under the sun. That means all throughout the world.
所以他说在日光之下所行的一些欺压，就是说全世界都有。
And we know that oppression is very real today.
那我们知道说这个欺压这个事情在世界上是非常真实的。
With all these refugees streaming into Germany and every country.
我们看到这些难民从叙利亚进入啊，这个德国还有其他的国家。
Now, don't you think with Christmas approaching that Christmas was one of humankind's brightest moments in history?
我们不是在想说圣诞节快来了，圣诞节应该是我们啊人类的历史跟文化上面是最光明灿烂的吗
？But do you remember that at the birth of Jesus, something terrible happened?
但是你们知道，在耶稣出生的时候，有一个很糟糕的事情发生吗
？It was great tidings, but mixed with a huge tragedy.
就是大好的日子，但是却有一个很大的悲剧。
Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God has spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. Oh, sorry. It's also there.
Yeah.这就应了先知耶利米的话，说在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音，是拉杰哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。
So don't you think that life sometimes, even in the very midst of happiness, there is frustration?
所以是不是虽然是在快乐的时候，也是会有挫折
？Years ago, I had a friend in Dallas whose father was dying.
在几年之前，我有个朋友在达拉斯，他的父亲那个时候已经临死。
At the same time, his wife was expecting a baby.
但是在同一个时间呢，他的太太其实怀孕将要临盆将生产。
So almost 20 years ago, he said, "Mike, don't you think it's strange? I'm losing a father and I'm becoming a father at the same time."
那这几乎是20年前的事情。他跟我说 ，Mike， 你不觉得很奇怪吗？我将要失去一个我的父亲，但是我自己又将要成为父亲。
It's reminding us that life is full of pain and we cannot understand.
这个也提醒了我们说，生活其实是有许多的痛苦的，而且我们没有办法避免。
Now this happened a long time ago, so maybe we don't feel it as deeply.
那这个事情呢，是很久以前发生的，所以我们感受可能没那么深。
But when it comes to modern history, we can feel the pain of those who are suffering.
但是我们如果看近代历史的话，我们也可以深深的感受到人的这个苦难。
These are the abandoned children of Jews in Germany after the Jews were captured and they were left to die on the street.
这是在德国这些孤儿，他们是犹太民族的孤儿。
And then we see children being killed in schools more and more often.
我们现在也看到许多的孩童学生在校园里面被枪杀。
Now maybe we can understand why Solomon said those words.
所以或许我们因此也可以更明白为什么所罗门王说这些话。
Although God has His good will for everything, it sometimes seems like some people would be better off dead or not born at all.
虽然神给我们的心意是好的心意，但是可能有时候我们也会觉得说，是不是没有出生的比出生的更好呢
？And even the shootings in school, what is the source of it?
那对于好像说，甚至于对于校园的枪击案。我们想要知道说它的根源是从哪里来呢
？Don't you think that these shooters have felt frustration to the maximum level？
你们是不是觉得我们是不是会觉得说这些犯案的人，他们是不是因为他们的挫折已经到极点了
？Because they feel that life has been unfair to them。
因为他们觉得说生命对他们来讲是不公平的。
So they feel it's fair to take others' lives even though they have not harmed them。
所以他就觉得说。那因为我的生命对我不公平，所以呢，我也可以去伤害别人。虽然他伤害的人并没有伤害过他。
Extreme frustration into anger, into hatred and killing.
所以呢，他就把他的挫折达到最高点，因此呢，就转化成为一个愤怒跟恨恶。
There are two extremes being mentioned here, right?
那在这里的也有两个极端、在这个经文里面我们看到
One is to be so obsessed with success that you give up everything else in life.
那一个呢就是你实在太想要成功了所以你把生命其他的东西都放弃了
And that greed is driven by envy.
那你的、贪婪呢是因为你嫉妒就是贪婪
And then the other one is being so frustrated you give up and you fold your hands and you don't do anything.
那另外一个极端就是说你受如此大的挫折所以呢你干脆就两手一摆你就什么事都不做
So being greedy or being lazy are both extremes
所以呢你贪婪或者是你偷懒都是两个极端
But people should find the middle as he says here
但是人呢却是必须要走中庸之道就好像这里说的
Better to have one handful with quietness and two handfuls with hard work and chasing the wind
也就是说啊满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌捕风。
Solomon observed that fools fold their hands and give up.
啊，所罗门他是观察到说，愚昧人他们就抱着手，然后什么都不做。
And then the opposite extreme is workaholism.
但是另外一个极端呢，就是工作狂。
Finding balance between extremes.
所以我们必须要在两个极端之间找到平衡点。
So I think the first thing is to know that we cannot avoid frustration.
所以第一个我们必须要了解的是说我们没有办法避免遭遇挫折。
And number two, when we face frustration, do not become an extremist.
那第二点就是说当我们碰到挫折的时候我们不要变成了、走极端的做法。
I don't know how many of you here would think that you're an extremist, but I feel I tend to be extreme many times.
那我不知道说在我们在座当中有多少人是容易走极端的，但是我觉得我可比较倾向于会走极端。
Here is an example of today's extreme envy.
那在现代的这个嫉妒的这个最极端的很多极端的做法是什么呢
？This is a 17-year-old boy in China who sells his kidney in order to buy an iPad.
这边呢在中国有个17岁的男孩他为了要去买一个 iPad 他就把他的肾脏给卖了
He was so envious of a product that he would sell his own kidney
他是这么羡慕别人有这个 iPad 所以呢他愿意把宁愿把自己的肾脏给卖了去买一个 iPad
And there are people wicked enough to do that surgery A surgeon was caught doing that
但是呢也有这样子啊这个诡诈的人他们就也愿意去取这个肾脏所以呢这个、外科大夫他也被抓了
So they've been sent to jail, some of them
所以呢一部分的这些人呢他们就、这个被关起来了
And also fined $224,000 for the crime
他们也要罚款、$224,000
Now Solomon didn't have to sell anything to achieve his incredible wealth
但是呢，所罗王他什么东西都不用卖，他就有极大的财富。
God blessed him because he asked for wisdom.
神祝福他，因为他跟神求智慧。
But Solomon got lost on the way.
但是呢，所罗门王他在、半途中他自己却迷失了。
He greatly increased the kingdom built by his father David.
他、把他父亲、大卫王交给他的这个 国土呢，他把它扩大。
And he had a large harem of concubines.
然后他又有极多的、臣妾。
Solomon cautioned against extremism because he was an extremist.
那所罗门王他警告我们不要走极端，因为他自己就是一个走极端的人。
Because when he liked something, he wanted plenty of it.
因为呢，他想要什么时候，他就要很多很多的那个东西。
He liked having a wife, so he married many of them.
他喜欢有一个、妻子，但是呢，他就有很多很多的这个妾。
Actually, some people say most men cannot even handle one wife, let alone hundreds of them.
但是很多人说，一个男人连一个太太可能都、搞不定，所以他怎么有办法有好几百个妾呢
？He liked horses and chariots, and he wanted hundreds and thousands of them.
他呢喜欢马跟战车，那他就有成千上万的马跟战车。
So the words he said really cautions us against being extreme.
所以他给我们的话语呢就是警告我们说不要走极端
Because in the end he said vanity of vanities Everything is vain
因为他说一切都是虚空一切都是捕风
Now you might ask Who is Solomon to complain? He's got everything
然后你可能会说所罗门王为什么要抱怨呢他有什么好抱怨呢
But having everything doesn't make you happy
因为所罗门王他什么都有了
In spite of having everything he had He was still miserable
可是所罗门他什么都有了，但是拥有一切并不代表你就快乐，好像所罗门王一样，他什么都有了，但是他不快乐。
Because many of us seek happiness from things, material things.
因为很多在座当中的我们，为了满足我们的快乐，我们却是从事物上面去满足。
And maybe you learned at the end of life that material things won't make a spiritual person happy.
或许所罗门王他学习到了一点，就是说。在他是一个属灵的人，但是他从属世的上面东西来找快乐是找不到的。
So today's lesson is to tell us we cannot avoid frustration.
所以今天给我们一些信息呢，就是让我们学习到第一，我们没有办法避免挫折。
The more you seek for a pain-free life, the more painful your life is going to be.
你越想要过一个没有痛苦的生活，你的生活可能越痛苦。
Do not be extreme when facing life.
也不要走极端。
Don't let frustration turn into anger or hatred like the killers in school.
也不要让你的挫折感转化成为愤怒跟怨恨，就好像在校园当中枪击别人这些人。
Don't let envy turn into greed or obsession like the 17-year-old who sold his own kidney.
也不要让你的羡慕人家的东西造成了你自己的贪婪，就好像这个中国大陆这个男孩子他把自己的肾脏给卖了。
People become work addicts because they are keeping up with the Joneses. because they want to keep up with their neighbors.
那个所以呢，很多人他们呢
work addicts.
他们呢，非常的成为工作狂，因为呢，他们就是想要跟隔壁的邻居一样有钱。
Because there is one interesting definition of wealth.
但是呢，我们知道我们定义财富是如何定义呢？
It is not that you have more money.
不是说你有多一点钱你就觉得富有。
No matter how much money you have, you won't feel you are wealthy unless you have more than your neighbor.
也就是说呢，不管你赚再多的钱，如果你没有比你邻居还有钱的话呢，你就不觉得你有钱。
You come home with a new car, you feel very rich and wealthy.
有一天你开了一辆新车回家了，你就觉得说我很有钱。
But the moment your neighbor comes home with a new car, you don't feel rich and wealthy anymore.
但是呢，当你的邻居也开一辆新车回家的时候呢，你就不再觉得自己有钱了。
For other people, workaholism is an escape.
所以对于很多人来讲呢，你疯狂的工作呢，可能是一种逃避。
Not to think about meaning in life.
因为如此呢，就不用去想生命的意义了。
A man comes home to a discontented wife and children who demand his time.
因为呢，当一个这个丈夫他工作一天回家之后呢。面对的是一个不快乐的太太，还有这个他的孩子，他们需要许多许多他的关怀跟注意。
So he works more.
他就宁愿呢去工作更长时间。
Because he feels respected at work.
因为在工作的时候呢，他觉得受到人家尊敬。
And he just gives money to his family instead of his time.
所以他说他觉得他可以把钱给他的家庭，他不需要把时间给家庭。
He works for material things.
这个先生呢，为了物质上的东西而工作。
And here it says it's meaningless.
但是呢，圣经说是没有意义，是虚空的。
To give up so much just to gain so little.
去牺牲了这么多东西，为了只是赚取这么一点点。
We can be productive. We can work like crazy.
我们呢也可以工作非常有效率，我们也可以呢工作的无穷无尽的工作。
But is it worth your relationships?
但是这个对你的跟人家的关系是值得的吗？
It's okay to work hard and work like crazy, but is it okay to put everything else on hold while you develop your career?
你觉得可能可以，你可以努力的工作或者疯狂的工作，但是你如果因为这样子工作就把所有其他的东西都暂停了，这样是划得来吗？
So the prayer I heard just now helped me to know that God has to be the priority.
我刚刚听到的祷告当中也帮助我学习到说神必须要居首位。
Yeah, students come back and close up the semester and work hard, but what about God?
所以很多学生他放假回来了，想要在好好的读书，在学期末之前有一个好成绩，但是神呢？
Will your career fulfill you completely?
你觉得你的事业可以完全的满足你吗？
Will it sit with you when you're sick?
当你的事业会在你生病的时候照顾你吗？
Being overproductive hurts our relationships with people and with God.
当你工作过量的时候呢，其实伤害了我们跟人以及跟神的关系。
Too much is made of being productive and being a multitasker today. It doesn't work.
在现代当中，我们很多人要让我们能够做一个工作过量的，或者是同时进行各样事情的这样的人。
The things we work for are not evil in and of themselves.
所以呢，我们工作本身，我们追求的东西本身，并不一定是邪恶的。
But when we exclude everything else, work becomes evil.
但是如果我们把其他东西都除掉了，都排开了，那这个工作本身就变成邪恶了。
So how shall we find the balance?
那我们怎么找到平衡点呢？
Balance helps us to keep nearer to where God wants us to be.
我们如果找到平衡点的话呢，它就会帮助我们更接近神。
Because being extreme, even if it is serving the Lord, destroys relationships.
所以我们如果走极端的话，即使是在侍奉神上面走极端，都会伤害我们跟神的关系，跟人的关系。
So the last lesson from this morning's passage.
所以今天早上是讯息的最后一个学习的重点。
Is to think about investing time in relationships.
也就是说，我们要思想我们怎么样要投资在我们的时间跟人际关系当中。
At the end of your lives, you won't regret you didn't get a third PhD.
在你生命的最终的时候，你不会思想说我为什么没有再去拿我第三个博士学位。
But you may regret not spending more time with your loved ones.
但是你可能在那个时候会后悔，你没有多花一点时间跟你所爱的人在一起。
Frustration hurts our relationships.
所以挫折会伤害我们跟人的关系。
We turn into workaholism because that's a respectable addiction.
我们常常会转化变成一个工作狂，因为这样子的表现呢，对一般的人来讲是一个值得尊敬的事情。
But the last passage that we see here tells us that Solomon learned the importance of investing in relationships.
但是最后这段经文呢，告诉我们说，所罗门王他学习到了这个在人际关系上面的投资呢是更有价值的。
Two people are better off than one. Two people are better than one.
两个人比一个人更好。
Because they can help you. No one can be a loner.
因为彼此可以帮助，因为没有人可以做一个孤独的人。
Especially Christians cannot be loners.
尤其是基督徒不可以成为一个孤单的人。
How many times do you hear Christians telling you, you know, I'm too tired to go to church, but I can worship myself at home. Worship by myself at home, not worship myself.
所以呢，是不是很多人讲说，哎呀，我很累，不要去教会了，我自己在家里就可以崇拜神。
When in seminary, anyone who skips church, we make fun of them.
但是呢，我们在读神学院的时候呢，如果有同学他们星期天不到教会来敬拜的时候呢，我们都会是取笑他们。
Them. We say, "Did you worship at Bedside Baptist this morning?"
所以呢，我们就说你是不是崇拜是在床边教会敬拜呢
？And was Pastor Sheets speaking to you?
他说这个床单牧师是不是今天跟你讲到啦
？Yeah, you cannot be a loner as a Christian. You need to be in fellowship.
所以呢，我们不能成为一个单独的基督徒，我们必须要有团契。
Conspicuous consumers usually work long hours and sometimes even an extra part-time job.
所以呢，有些很会花钱的人，他们通常都是工作狂，而且呢，他们可能做多于一个的工作。
Because they're addicted to wealth and to buying.
因为这些人呢，他们呢已经是上了瘾了。他们对于买东西跟对于赚钱是上瘾。
They're not willing to control their impulse buying and their spending binges.
因为这些人，他们不愿意控制一下他们这个疯狂采购的这个冲动。
But they are willing to give up their time and energy with friends and family.
但是他们这种行为呢，确实表明了他们愿意牺牲他们花时间跟朋友跟家人在一块的机会。
Their time and energy could have been spent developing a meaningful relationship with their children or with their spouse.
他们的时间跟精力呢，其实是可以花在更有意义的事情上面，比如说花时间跟你的家人、跟你的太太、跟孩子在一起。
But they get into this cycle.
但是这些人呢，他们可能进入这样的循环。
Working, buying, paying bills, and providing for the family, so they say.
所以呢，他们的工作，然后呢就买，然后呢付账单，然后呢再把这些供应给家人。他们自己觉得他们是在做这事情。
15 years ago, the average American household credit card debt was $7,650.
这15年前，美国人平均每人的信用卡的欠债呢是7,654块。
This year, they estimated at $16,140.
但是今年呢，预估每一个平均每年一人，他的信用卡欠债呢是16,140块。
More than double the debt in 15 years.
所以这跟15年前比起来是两倍还要多。
The problem is not that we enjoy these things too much.
的问题呢，不在于说我们喜欢这些东西。
I think God wants us to enjoy our lives.
因为我相信神是希望我们能够啊享受我们的生命。
But we enjoy these things to the exclusion of other things that God always wants to bless us with.
但是呢，我们如果因为享受喜欢这些东西，却把其他所有的事情都抛开了，那我们就失去神要我们在其他东西上面也享受的机会。
We give up our time for the wrong things.
我们为了错误的东西而把我们的时间给牺牲了。
So I want to end this message with Psalm 90.
最后呢，我想要在总结的时候跟大家分享啊，这个诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90 is something we preachers like to bring up at the end of every year.
所以呢，诗篇九十篇呢是这个传道人最喜欢在年底的时候分享的。
I hope Pastor Paul wasn't planning a message on Psalm 90 next week.
啊，我希望那个泡沫师下个礼拜不是打算就是要用诗篇九十篇。
We don't have as much time as we think.
因为呢，我们拥有的时间比我们想象还要少。
Each year, as we put up a new calendar on the wall for the next year, we realize how fast this past year has gone.
每一年呢，当我们想要把新的那个年历挂上来的时候呢，我们就发现到说，时间过得真快。
What is Psalm 90 about?
那诗篇九十篇在说什么呢
？To number our days and to realize we don't have as many days as we think.
也就是说，数算我们自己的日子，就知道说我们。真正的年日呢，比我们想象的还要少。
If we live to be 80, we have about 29,200 days.
如果我们活到80岁的话呢，我们差不多有30,000天的日子可以过。
Let's round it up, yeah. Let's round it out to 30,000 days we have.
29,000多，所以呢，那个45的话呢，就是差不多30,000天。
Think about the 30,000 days. Think about it in terms of money.
如果你想你有30,000天的话，我们把它换算，换成是用钱来衡量。
It doesn't take long in this day to spend $30,000, right?
那在我们现在来讲的话呢，如果是30,000块钱，其实不用花很多时间，你就可以把它花完。
You could blow that in one car.
你买一辆车就30,000块了。
Or you can blow that for a year of college, unless you're going to Cornell, then you need more than that.
那你一年大学学费也差不多这样，除非你是进康奈尔大学，那就比这个贵多了。
$30,000 isn't a lot of money.
对，30,000块钱其实不是很多钱。
It's not a lot of time.
也不是很多时间。
Whether you number your days or not, you should realize how few days you really have.
不管你有没有数算你自己的日子，你必须要知道说你有的日子是很少的。
Psalm 90 reminds us that sooner or later we're all going to die.
那诗篇九十篇就提醒了我们说，我们迟早都会死的。
And most of the time, it comes sooner than we want.
那大部分的时候呢，死亡面临我们都是比我们预计的时候还要快。
The message of Psalm 90 is not to waste time on things that don't matter.
诗篇九十篇就在提醒我们说，我们不要浪费时间在那些没有意义的事情上面。
Things that do not matter in eternity.
在永恒里面没有意义的事情上面。
That's what Jesus is teaching us.
这也就是耶稣所教导我们的。
That's what Moses says in Psalm 90, if he did write Psalm 90.
如果诗篇是摩西所写的话呢，他的意思也是如此。
One little story.
我给你们分享一个小故事。
There's a story of a man who learned that he was sick and had only a short time to live.
也就是有一个人，他发现他生病了，而且他活的日子不长。
He tells how that knowledge of his coming death changed him.
他就跟大家说，他知道他死期快到的时候，他怎么样改变了。
This is very normal thinking.
这个是非常自然的想法。
He started traveling, he started mountain climbing that he wanted to do all his life but didn't spend time doing.
他就去世界旅行，他也跑去攀登高山，他就做一些呢，他以前都没有花时间去做的事情。
He said he learned to love deeper and to speak sweeter.
然后就说他学习了，他更深的去爱，而且呢，讲更这个甜美的话语。
Now he wanted to be the kind of husband he always talked about being, but never was.
现在呢，他要努力的去做一个他以前一直说他要成为那样子的丈夫，现在他要成为那样。
And he wanted to become the kind of friend he always wanted to have for himself, to be a friend.
他现在呢，就想要自己成为一个别人的朋友呢，好像他以前很想要他的朋友，成为的那个样子。
And this is what's important that he said.
那他说一个非常重要的话。
He realized that he would spend all of eternity thinking about what he did with his last days.
他说他一直在花所有的时间来思想， 他在快要死的这几天当中呢，他一直在想他所有做过的事情。
Think of what he said. He will be spending all of eternity thinking of what he did with his life in those last few days.
他说他在永恒的时候，当他进入永恒的时候，他会回想他在临死之前所做的这些事情。
What that means is he felt that the rest of his days he wasted.
他也就是说，他知道，他除了临死之前做这些事情之外，其他的时候他都在浪费时间。
Yes, I think you made a commitment to come and study hard at Cornell.
我相信在座许多人，他们都下定决心要在康奈尔大学里面要好好的学习。
Or to teach at Cornell. Or to be a teacher.
或者是来康奈尔成为一个好的教授。
But on your deathbed, you are not going to feel sorry you didn't spend more hours in the library.
但是呢，当你在临死的时候呢，在病床上，你不会想说我为什么没有多花点时间在图书馆读书。
You will only regret you didn't invest more time in your relationships.
你只会后悔说为什么你没有投资更多的时间在你跟别人的关系上面。
Even though I don't think I'm near my death.
虽然我自己不觉得我是濒死。
I believe those words to be true.
我是实在相信这些话语是真的。
You won't regret some of those things you didn't do. You will regret the things that you wanted to do but didn't do.
你不会后悔说你哪些事情没做，你只会后悔说你一些你想要做的事情，你确实没有去做。
Because Solomon says God put eternity in our hearts.
因为所罗门说神把永恒放在我们心中。
So only things in eternity really matter.
所以只有永恒里面的东西对我们来讲才是有意义的。
Everything else here is temporary.
因为其他的事情都是暂时的。
But we put so much effort into it.
但是我们却把 这么多的精力放在这些暂时的事情上面。
And that's why he says everything is vanity.
那也就是为什么所罗门王说所有事情都是虚空。
So Psalm 90 is actually reminding us today to invest time properly.
所以呢，诗篇90篇也就是提醒我们说，必须要投资我们的时间在恰当的事情上面。
I'm sure your life is full of frustration just like mine is.
我相信你的生命就好像我的生命一样，有许多的挫折。
But let's not be extremists.
但是我们不要成为一个极端的人。
Let's not bury ourselves in our work or our studies.
我们也不要把自己全部都投注在我们的学习或者工作上面。
Let's not even serve God to the exclusion of developing time with Him.
我们甚至也不要只是极端的侍奉神，就把其他东西放开了。
Because I've heard that even ministry can be an idol.
因为我知道说，甚至于侍奉也可以成为拜偶像的本身。
It's easier to serve God and be busy than to sit quietly and be with Him. Easier.
也就是说，忙碌的去侍奉神呢，比你安静下来跟神沟通还要简单。
Psalm 90 basically tells us to remember that we must die in order to know how to live.
所以诗篇九十篇就告诉我们说，我们必须要死，才会知道说我们如何的活。
May God bless you all over the holidays.
愿神在这些圣诞各样的假期当中能够祝福你们。
May He grant you rich, fulfilling friendships and families.
愿神厚厚的赐给你丰富的跟家人朋友之间的关系。
And especially to Yating and Alex, may God give you great blessing to be in the family of Christ.
特别给丁杰还有雅婷。 愿神真的是特别的给你有一个丰富的节日跟成为他神的儿女。Let
us give thanks to God.
那我们一起来将感谢归给神。Father,
we thank you and we praise you.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。I
know that we could never praise and thank you enough.
我们知道我们实在是永远没有办法足够的来感谢你跟赞美你。Let
us come to church with happiness and joy.
让我们来到教会当中。
So that people will know that we truly are blessed.
所以见到我们呢，就知道说我们真的是受祝福了。That
saved people are somehow different from unsaved people.
因为得救的人，在某些方面确实是跟未得救的人是不一样的。And
Lord, may you speak to those who haven't followed you yet and taken you as their savior.
父神，我们愿意你亲自的跟那些还没有跟从你的，还没有
I thank you for over the years, the ones who have been baptized in FICCC.
我们谢谢你赐给我们在过去的 几十年当中，在我们教会当中受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Because this is the body of your Son Jesus Christ.
因为这个就是你自己的爱子耶稣基督的身体。
It is to grow and to bring light to the rest of the world.
也就是说，我们能够成为光，然后成为世界的光。
So we don't take all these good things and keep it to ourselves.
所以我们并不是把这些所有的好的福分都只是保留在我们自己当中。
May your name be lifted up in our lives.
愿你自己的名在我们生命当中得到高举。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.